This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The late former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant will head to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo has just announced the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others killed in the crash of a helicopter in California on Sunday. Former teammate and good friend Shaquille O'Neal spoke on his podcast about his time with Bryant.
We still are the best duo ever created. That's not going to change. For me, this is going to hurt a long time. I really lost a brother.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will resume this afternoon, with the president's defense team still making its case, trying to discredit the claims of former National Security Advisor John Bolton. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Coronavirus by the numbers. Health officials now say 4,500 people in mainland China have caught the potentially deadly virus. It's killed more than 100 people there, mostly in and around the city of Wuhan. In the United States, there are 5 confirmed cases. The more than 100 people are being tested in 26 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes for Health says Americans should be paying attention to this.
The American public should not be fearful about this, but you really need to take it very seriously.
Federal prosecutors say Britain's Prince Andrew is not cooperating with their investigation of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaking outside the deceased sex offender's New York City home, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said they've been unable to interview Andrew about his friendship with Epstein despite numerous requests to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims on their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lots to catch up on. And we've got the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute going to be joining us in just a few moments. Of course, we're talking about the author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People, as that continues. Meanwhile, you know, the impeachment fiasco is merely the latest in a never-ending series of distractions. You know, think about it. You know, this concerns me because it comes around several times as you realize, you go, okay, with all the focus on this impeachment, that has just been swallowing up all the oxygen in D.C. And what does it mean, you know, for we the people and things that matter? I mean, you know, we've got distractions going on, the distortions of the rhetoric that is happening. All this stuff does not bode well. And you can talk about the political theater, all aimed at diverting the public's attention. And John says, from the sinister advances of the American police state, certainly, it's like, who's watching the farm here, John Whitehead?
I don't think the people that we call our representatives are, no. They usually don't, by the way. You know, again, I've, as a constitutional lawyer, I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years. And again, it's a very corrupt environment, but I think, you know, obviously this big media show with the impeachment is... Yeah, you know, it's a lot of it's a hullabaloo, but it's people who don't do their jobs, and they're not doing their jobs representing the American people because, you know, the American people are overtaxed. I mean, you have a tremendous homeless crisis in this country. You have the highest suicide rate among young teens now. Veterans, by the way, the highest suicide rate in years for veterans. Mm-hmm. We don't seem to be caring for our people. Yeah. We seem to be caring more about someone standing in the limelight pointing their finger at somebody else. And the country, in my opinion, again, I've written over 30 books and focused on these issues for years, is in the worst shape I've ever seen it, economically, culturally, and especially morally. Moral collapse usually leads to a collapse of the political environment and chaos. And The government is predicting it now, inside the government, the realms. And former NSA agents I talked to say that there is a real concern inside the government with groups like the NSA, the secret agencies, that the government's going to collapse. The Pentagon has prepared special preparations for it. They're building a home, whole village in Fort Benning, Georgia, of over $1 million. So they're training now how to fight civilians and military and put them down. So it's with the advances too. This new, I don't know if you heard of this new HARPA agency.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, $60 billion. They're going to be working with Google, Fitbit, Amazon to watch everything you're doing. This is your listening audience. Mm-hmm. Everybody out there, they're going to be watching to see if you might be somebody they would fear, either a patriot, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. a gun owner with the red flag gun laws. We can go into that more detail. 17 states have that now. People are getting shot in the middle of the night. All the SWAT team raids and stuff we're seeing. I mean, we have to be concerned, but we're not concerned if you're sitting there watching CNN, Fox, or whoever you happen to be watching about all this stuff going on. And like I say, I have a list of stuff. I got have a commentary called Deadly Distractions, Lane Brown, work for next. So people should go read it carefully at Rutherford.org. Get your information. And we need people to start waking up. Education precedes action because we need freedom-fighting people, and we don't have them in Congress, by the way. The people in Congress are either billionaires or millionaires. People that go there broke go out, and they're very wealthy. So
yeah, exactly.
That's the kind of environment you're dealing with, and we need to get our local governments together and get our act together as a people. Or, as I think, you know, again, I'm not the only one saying that. You have some learned historians who think America's going to collapse into a martial law state. And I've already argued we're already in a martial law state, if you want to talk about that further.
Exactly. Well, boy, that's a lot coming at us. But, you know, the main point is that America has to wake up and think, you know, not get caught up in the theater here, because we're just not keeping our eye on the ball and realize that all this stuff, what it does, I mean, it's amazing. I've always maintained, John, that eventually, they end up indicting themselves. It's like the Bidens. I mean, you know, Joe Biden comes out on, you know, TV, says, yeah, I held back. I told the guy, hey, if they don't fire that prosecutor, then I'm going to hold back $1 billion. And he says, well, you're not the president. And he says, well, go ahead and call him. You know, and I mean, it is a clear case of quid pro quo, but the Democrats don't even want to talk about that. And then Peter Schweizer does, you know, deeper dig into Biden and finds out, to your point, is that all five of his kids are involved in all these, you know, government grab opportunities that only happen because they're Bidens. And, you know, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. As you say, all these politicians, they go to D.C., they hardly have any money coming in, but coming out suddenly, you know, they're multimillionaires. How can that happen on $170,000, $180,000 a year salary?
Because they work with the private corporations. We live in a government that's run by private corporations. Google, Amazon, they all have those huge contracts to the government. They have all the information on all the politicians, by the way. Amazon, Google, they have tons of information. We live in a total surveillance state. So there are many politicians, maybe I shouldn't say many, but some, let's just say that, that have some information that the large corporate giants have, and they could expose them. So they get their help, though, all of a sudden. But the other thing, too, is the American people, you know, pay more in taxes and health, education, and their welfare, you know, taking care of themselves. So we're overtaxed, have trouble getting by, many people today, and the people in Congress are zillionaires. I mean, they're living nice. They go, they do their golfing trips, their flying trips, they ride this, they go there, you know, and we don't know what they're spending on credit cards, all that stuff. None of it's it's accountable to us as people.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling people, if you read the Constitution, it starts with those three beautiful words, we the people.
We, the people.
We are
mm-hmm.
the government. But
yes.
We shouldn't be sitting on our bus just watching it going, oh, gee, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a time when a bunch of guys called patriots said, I'm not taking this anymore, and they wrote the Declaration of Independence. We need more of that spirit in this country. I mean, when you have 80,000 SWAT team raids occurring annually in this country where kids are getting shot up to 500 dogs a day, and 80% of those SWAT team raids are for a mere warrant service where a policeman used to show up at your door and knock on the door to find out if you were the right person. I mean, we've, again, with the red flag gun laws, all the things we're seeing, they're all I have to do is take your next door neighbor now and say, oh, I think he's nuts.
Yes.
Come try to get your gun, and it's happening.
Yeah.
17 states. I mean, I've written on that, too. People need to read those articles and see that what you used to think of America, it's greatly changed. And with the huge deficit now the government has, it's... I mean, they're a stable economy, Russia, China, all those governments are looking at us going, what's going to happen next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the trajectory doesn't fare well, especially when you have, you know, the people that be that should be leading the country, as you say, John, and we've maintained as well, if we the people are not activated, you've got the kind of government we're dealing with right now, but something has to give. We've got more from John Whitehead right after this. He's the president and founder of the Rutherford Institute. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Tell the story when you first got your USA uniform.
Well, I had goosebumps, and I actually just looked at it for a while. I just held it there, and I laid it across my bed, and I just stared at it for a few minutes, just because it's, you know, as a kid growing up, this is the ultimate in basketball.
Where does the patriotism come from inside of you, historically? What is?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, our country is, you know, we believe is the greatest country in the world, and it's given us so many great opportunities, and you know, it's just a sense of pride that you have as you say, you know what, our country's the best.
Is that a cool thing to say in this day and age, that you love your country and that you're fighting for the red, white, and blue, and it seems like sort of a day gone by?
No, it's a cool thing for me to say. You know, I feel great about it, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Remembering Kobe Bryant, you know, John Whitehead, I'm here in Southern California, and the hearts here in Laker Nation in Southern California, you know, anybody with, associated with the NBA, anybody who ever thought about picking up a basketball, you know, hearts are heavy, and we're all mourning, you know, the passing of Kobe Bryant, praying for Vanessa, the family, you know, the three girls that are left, and you know, the families involved in this crash, this horrific crash that happened, you know, on Sunday that people woke up to. Well, I'll tell you, it's a heavy time, and appreciating, you know, who Kobe Bryant was. You know, the question came up early on. You know, didn't know whether or not Kobe was a Christian, but we found out subsequently that he was a devout Catholic, and in fact, you know, some friends had seen him at Mass that morning. And, you know, and I think that offers some spiritual comfort, you know, for those of us, you know, who feel a loss of somebody that, you know, was a big part of our lives.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. Yeah. Again, it's the family, though, has to be, you know, they're in a tragic mess. So, again, people should be praying for them, yes.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, dealing with, you know, what's going on with, as we opened up the initial segment about all the distraction going on, you know, with this impeachment process, what do you see, as a legal scholar, what do you see right now? Did the Democrats make their case or not?
Obviously, I don't think they have, no. That's why the Bolton book is such a, well, what do you want to call it? A jump starter for him, maybe that's the word more, but you know, I don't think so. No, it's political theater. I've seen it so much. I don't trust any of it. And James Madison said it best. The guy who wrote the Bill of Rights, he said we ought to mistrust all those in power. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people that's the first element of being a real patriot. If you're just walking up and saluting somebody, you're no different than anybody out of the other country. But the patriot does mistrust those in power because, I mean, we know that people do really bad things, unfortunately. Christianity calls it a sin, and they do. And we've seen that over and over with presidents. We've seen it over and over with congressmen. We've seen it all over the world. So to trust people blindly is very, very silly, and it doesn't make sense historically, religiously, or otherwise. So if you believe what you hear on the again, and when I turn on, listen, watching CNN News, when I'm watching the people who are the advisors, they're former CIA agents, mm-hmm. former FBI agents, and I'm looking down the line, I said, hey, when I was a young guy, real journalists did not call on government agents to give the news.
Mm-hmm.
They did independent journalism.
Right.
They went out. They distrusted those in power. And so we've gotten accustomed to listening to talking heads that obviously are making a lot of money off of it.
That's why they do it.
And I'm not sure, again, like I say, I shake my head, I watch, I listen, I step back, I try to analyze it. And what I do is, again, this is good for your listeners, read, get up on the news. Don't just listen to what people say on television. Go out and do some reading on your own. There's a lot of good articles out there on on the internet, in newspapers. Mm-hmm. New York Times, Washington Post, even some of those publications occasionally have really good analytical articles. Read them, get up on the news. But the key thing that we're really hurting in this country, and that is what's happening in the local schools, in the local communities. I mean, you have today kids coming out of school that have never been taught the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They've never read the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. What country do we live in?
Exactly.
You're thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I talk to lawyers. You can't tell me what's in the First Amendment now. They don't learn it in law school.
Amazing.
What in the world is going on? We have all this sexual drag queens coming into schools and stuff today. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. Is that a good idea to be teaching kindergartners and young kids in libraries?
Yeah, right.
From people that obviously, and again, a couple big of the drag queens have come out now, and they say you shouldn't be doing that. I mean, mm-hmm. we do stuff for adults, not children.
Right.
But the children today are so confused, and I mean.
Yeah, and let's add to their confusion, right?
Let's add to their confusion. With all the environmental stuff that's supposedly happening and all this and that. I mean, people are, how you control people, Hitler said it best, was fear. Mm-hmm. Get them afraid the environment's going to collapse. The government's going to collapse. All this is going to happen, and everybody's afraid, and they're why, who's going to be the next savior? And they forget that the savior is never going to be an earthly savior.
Right. Yeah, they end up throwing their hands up. This is the situation with this government, is that what we're seeing is everybody's getting so frustrated that they're finally just going to say, okay, fine, hey, we surrender, you know, let's let Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff and all these knuckleheads take over the country because they, you know, they know better. Well, these are the ones that are starting the fires. They're starting the fires and claiming.
Well, you see all the violence, the SWAT team raids. I mean, folks, wake up. I mean, in Nazi Germany, again, and in my last book, Battlefield America, I go into how all that was used in Nazi Germany, and we're paralleling it almost. We're following a line of, you know, where, again, in 1938, Hitler said, hey, it's incredibly silly for to allow the subject peoples to have weapons. And he ruled it illegal for Jews to have guns.
Yes.
Saying if they were lining up in death camps. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Martin, the great Martin Niemöller quote, who said, they came for this guy, they came for the baker, and I never thought they'd come for me, but then they came for me.
Yeah.
So the question is, are you going to sit back and watch, or are you going to do it so you're going to get out there and fight, even for people you don't agree with? Get out there and fight for freedom. Freedom is not a political issue.
Exactly. No, that's the clarifying filter on everything, especially in this season, John, as you point out. Because, you know, we've been saying on this show, you have to consider whatever, you know, comes across, you know, your purview, whether it is a potential, you know, official to be elected in your city and in your federal government, you know, whatever proposal is coming forth. Does it add or take away from our freedoms? You know, to me, that's the critical question, the paramount question to ask, don't you think?
We also stress all the government. I tell you this, a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist pulled me aside a couple years ago, and he said, John, I know you know this, but don't believe the people in Washington, D.C. He says, I'm there on Saturday night sitting sometimes watching them and taking notes, and they're disagreeing on television, but in private they're drinking beer, they're having fun, and joking. He said, John, don't fall for it. He said, I'm trying to get the American people not to fall for it, but no one seems to be listening.
Right. Well, there's clear evidence as to what's happening, but are we ready to consume the truth, John? I guess that's where we are right now.
I mean,
obviously.
People like you are talking about it. We need more people talking about it. We need to encourage people to get involved in their local governments. That's what America is supposed to operate. Mm-hmm. We were never supposed to be run by a huge oligarchy out of Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Local governments, yes. And
well, the pyramid, the pyramid structure of an organizational chart, the founding fathers turned upside down. They put we the people at the top. And what has happened is the elites have done everything they can to, you know, turn it upside down again. And
the elites are running the government, and they're millionaires.
And they look at all kinds of ways. And this is what's being exposed right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the corruption, the corruption that is going on in D.C. We hear the story that Peter Schweizer revealed about the Bidens, and don't think it stops at the Bidens. I mean, we see California. California has been run the last 8 years, 80 years, by four families. Four families, John. It's amazing when you think about how it breaks down. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Gavin Newsom, the Browns. I mean, they're all in the middle. I mean, think about these, these oligarchs that have been set up and right before our eyes. John Whitehead has been with us from the Rutherford Institute. Go to the Rutherford Institute for more information.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The late former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant will head to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo has just announced the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others killed in the crash of a helicopter in California on Sunday. Former teammate and good friend Shaquille O'Neal spoke on his podcast about his time with Bryant.
We still are the best duo ever created. That's not going to change. For me, this is going to hurt a long time. I really lost a brother.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will resume this afternoon, with the president's defense team still making its case, trying to discredit the claims of former National Security Advisor John Bolton. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
And independent we are, and just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to be joining my good friend, the Cajun Crusher, host of the award-winning Ringside Politics, and Louisiana's favorite son, Jeff Guerrero, in just a moment, as our shows will join up live and go face-to-face here. Always enjoy this time with the Cajun Crusher, Jeff Guerrero. So we'll stand by for studio connection as we do. You know, there's lots that he and I can talk about, and you know, but particularly if you happen to catch that confrontation where, you know, an American father posed a question to Elizabeth Warren and pretty much kind of fent him off and just saying, there's regardless of all your hard work and what you did for your family, you know, that's not the way it's going to work. You know, we're going to hand out money to people that didn't do it, you know, the quote-unquote, the right way. You know, this is quite revealing of the thinking that these socialists have in mind, I mean, and who they're serving. And, you know, they're absolutely antithetical to the American dream and the American way of life, hard work, responsibility. No, they want you to be a ward of the state. And as long as you're a good boy and girl, and you go along to get along with their program, there's going to be money there for you, and they're going to take care of you. So basically, All of America will be dumbed down. Our ambitions will be, you know, reduced to their lowest common denominator, and welcome to the world of mediocrity. And, you know, this is the harsh reality. And I'm sure probably as this father was listening to Elizabeth Warren's answer, probably just could not believe it. I mean, and many people who saw the video of that conversation were shocked to hear the response and think, wow, you know, she couldn't even, you know, lie about it or even say, you know, in typical political form and fashion, don't worry, you know, we'll take care of you. Hey, Jeff Guerra is with us right now. Hey, are we still waiting on him? Okay, just a little bit longer. Okay, anyway, we're...
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy? I was just doing the lead-in about, you know, that confrontation with Elizabeth Warren. And, boy, she pretty much just said, hey, this is what socialism is all about. And, you know, forget about that responsibility thing that you grew up with. I mean, hey, we the government is going to take care of you, right?
Exactly right, Bill. And I could feel for this father because I certainly know where he's coming from, being a father. And he worked hard. He saved. He did what he could. He paid off his debts. And he went up to Elizabeth Warren and just said, hey, you know, what about us?
Yes.
Are you giving away this money to those that, you know, owe this money? But you're not really thinking about those who paid off their debts and worked hard to do it.
Yeah, where's our money? You know, we paid it off, so we're not even asking for reparations. We're just saying, hey, if you're going to hand out money and offer free college, well, you know, I paid for, you know, my daughter's college. How about a refund here? Nah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, yeah. Again, what at the bottom line is, Jeff, what is she telling Americans and what is she telling fathers like this that, you know, grew up thinking, well, there's the right way to do things. You work hard. You take responsibility. I mean, what is she telling us?
She's telling us that the most lucrative way to go about it is to not be responsible, not pay off your debts, and the government will bail you out. I mean, that's pretty much what she's saying, that, you know, it doesn't pay to be responsible. It doesn't pay to be a hard worker.
Yeah, I mean, welcome to the world of mediocrity, Jeff. I mean, because what happens if you let go of responsibility and hard work, I mean, what is the future for you and your family? You think you're going to be making six figures any longer with that kind of attitude?
I mean, we're going to have makers in this country. Everyone can't be a taker.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have people that work hard to fund all these other things going on. If everyone is just going to be getting money, then we're not going to have people that are going to be able to finance all this that's going on. And that's the direction I think the Democrats want to take us, where all these programs that they're offering are going to cost, an ungodly amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not being very specific, Bill, about where the money is going to come from. They just keep talking about the top 1%.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough money in the top 1% to pay for all of this.
Yeah, they're throwing out trillions of dollars like there's no tomorrow. And exactly, who's going to pay for this? I mean, it's not us paying for it, now we're to the level where it's our great grandchildren and great great grandchildren paying for this, and then what's going to be left for them, Jeff?
Right, exactly right. And I think that's what I hope the American people will realize, that all these things that they're offering, all these different programs, are not responsible, are just ways to buy votes. It cannot possibly be something that is good for our country economically. You know, we're going to have to be a country that rewards people for working hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think what this president has done is really struck the right chord and really helped this economy just blossom. And why would we turn around from that, Bill, and go in the opposite direction towards socialism?
Right.
And all these giveaways? I mean, it would be disastrous for the economy. And really, I'm hoping this message is going to get to the American people. I really am.
Well, haven't we already experienced this? You know, we got a good taste of it for 8 years with Barack Obama. I mean, he was giving stuff away. And, you know, how happy was America then? You know, and then here comes Donald Trump 3 years ago, lifts the boot, the heavy boot of federal regulations off the throat of, you know, productive Americans. And look what's going on. You know, our GDP is going up. America is happier than it's been in a long time because they're allowed to do what is natural for them, Jeff, and that is for them to be productive. And I can't imagine that they would want to put the noose of government restriction and, you know, and government regulations back around their throats, do they?
I hope not, Bill. I would hope people would realize that we're on the right path and why change from this path, because, 50 years it's been since we've had an unemployment rate this low, and the stock market is hitting record highs. And people say, oh, well, the stock market is just for the rich. No, I mean, a lot of people have pension plans. There are a lot of small
401ks. Yeah, exactly.
401ks. This is helping millions and millions and millions of the American people. And
well, what they're having a hard time, though, Jeff, is filtering out all this negative reporting that's going on, the hatred, the animus towards Donald Trump. You know, they want America to believe in it. I mean, and this is what galls me about these elected officials. I mean, these are elected officials, and some, in many cases, are attorneys. And the libelous accusations that they put forth, you know, all because somebody happens to be a public figure, there's no holds barred. But the damage that they're doing to the body politic, I think, is just exponential.
I think a lot of damage has been done. And this is sort of a new era in American politics. I've never seen it before. Look at how the respect was given to the previous president. And we haven't seen that same level of respect for this president. It's the gloves have been off from day one, and it's been so hateful. And I think it's really done long-term damage. I agree.
Yeah. So, and here we are. We're mired in this impeachment fiasco that, you know, people are tuning out. They've already, forget it. And sadly, again, what particularly the Democrats are doing are just, they're adding to the frustration and to the division in this country. And yet they talk about, unifying the country. Well, how do you unify that which you've split?
And that's their roadmap to victory, is to divide and conquer. So they want to make the American people angry. They want to divide us into groups. And I think the president is trying to bring people together, unify Americans, talk about the greatness of our country. And the Democrats have a totally different message. We're not exceptional. We're just like all these other countries. We got problems. The government is the solution. And what I think our message needs to be is, no, I mean, you're the solution. The American people are the solution. The government needs to get out of your way.
Right.
So that you can see.
As Ronald Reagan said, the government is the problem. And it's allowed to be that way because we, the people, are not in our rightful position. Jeff, we only got about 40 seconds left. Real quick, what did you make of the Bolton alleged bombshell?
I thought that the timing was suspicious, Bill. It was all to try to harm the president's defense team in their second day. And it was pretty obvious. This whole thing was planned and staged. Once again, another media hit. Mm. And I'm hoping the impact's going to be zero. I thought Alan Dershowitz did a great job of defending
during
his comments.
Right. I think, again, this is this follows the pattern of the Kavanaugh hearings, doesn't it? Let's pull something out of the drawer here and turn things upside down. You got to love the Democrats. They know what to do to just add more confusion. We got to leave it there, Jeff Cuera. As always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. Have a great day.
Sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good news, girl. Yes, it is time for Samantha Danielle Mao. She's back with us. Got some great things to talk about that are absolutely going viral, especially this lead story. Can you imagine a single mom, I mean, it's tough enough being a single mom, but now you have a daughter with cerebral palsy. And it is amazing, Sam, what the single mom, how creative she's begun, her creativity, how she's applied her creativity, to serve and help her daughter, right?
That's right. Chanel Jones, her daughter, she posted a video that actually time-lapsed over a year, so you can see what she was like when so her little girl, Kinley, she's now 4 years old, but it starts off when she was three, and she's got cerebral palsy, like you said, but she's barely walking. She's kind of standing, and her mom's kind of getting her to come, and Kinley likes the gummy worms, so her mom would kind of get her to take a couple steps in order to get some gummy worms. You cut to a year later, and to see the progress, it started off in last January, and it comes to this January. And Kinley's just walking towards her mom, just like, where do you want to go? I want to go to the fair. I want to go do this. I want to go do that.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's amazing to see the progress. And you can really tell, when you see this, not only are you inspired by Kinley, but you're inspired by her mom. Because,
exactly.
Like you said, being a single mom is no easy task in itself. Being a mom is no easy task for a parent.
Right, exactly.
So just to see Kinley making such great progress, because so many people, they think she's going to be in a wheelchair or not able to get around. And she's been doing her stretches and going to Chapel Hill and it's an amazing progress. I really, it's an inspiration. You can't help but get teary-eyed watching her go.
Well, and this is an inspiration. And God bless her mother for, doing this. I know she probably did this for, you know, herself, but what a blessing to share this with everybody else to encourage us, you know, because it kind of reminds me, Helen Keller once said that, you know, I used to be, you know, something along this line, is I really got upset when I couldn't buy a pair of shoes until I saw someone who didn't have any feet. And
that's right.
There's always, you know, somebody who's worse off. I mean, I think of Nick Vujicic, who's been on the show several times. And Nick, his ministry is unbelievable. I mean, he's no arms, no legs, you know, and his father, his parents raising his father since passed. But they raise him with such a way and a spirit that hey, look at you're unstoppable. I mean, anybody else would look at Nick and just see, whoa, you know, this guy's disabled. But to see his life, I mean, he's married. I think he's got a couple of kids now. You know, his friends asked him one time. They said, "Hey, can you swim?" He said, "I don't know." It's just, you know, they threw him in the water, and you know, and
oh my gosh,
they just threw him in the water. And, you know, next thing you know, he's there, you know, he's got his head above, he's there, you know, swimming around, I mean, doing what Nick can do. So, it is amazing, you know, the human spirit and, you know, the possibilities, you know, and so when you see stories like this, it just makes you that much more grateful. For how God has blessed us. Maybe we may look on the surface and say, that's not much of a blessing having a child with cerebral palsy. But I'll tell you what this mother has gone through. And this young girl at 4 years old, it makes you wonder, keep that tape rolling. What is she going to be like 20 years from now?
Oh, that's right. And how many people is she going to change by?
Along the way, and then going forward, because
right.
Here it is. I mean, she came from, you know, beginnings that were not necessarily in her favor. And there's many stories like this, Sam, that we don't hear about. And I'm so glad and thankful that you brought this to our audience today. I mean, well, congratulations to the mom, and as I say, keep those, keep the cell phone running and keep taking those pictures and documenting this little girl's history, because, like I said, in 20 years from now, heaven knows, it's going to be exciting, because somebody who is raised with this kind of adversity and is able to, you know, rise above it, and no doubt there's a way to go. I mean, you know, walking is just the beginning. But that's,
right.
You know, that's the way it is for any challenge in life, isn't it? I mean, you gotta start somewhere, and there's always a beginning if you're committed, you know, to a higher calling and the possibilities.
That's right. It's amazing. I picture her running a few years from now. You know,
you're
so impressed with the accomplishment. I would love to see.
Watch her run a company, be running for office down the road, and, you know,
that's
being
right.
An example and showing these, you know, showing this video of, you know, what her mom took when she was 3 and 4 years old. You know, she's going to be quite the inspiration. So get ready, world. I mean, she's a coming. This next story, you got a North Carolina Marine who's rescued 3 people from a burning car in Wilmington. But what is everything happening in Wilmington, right down in your zip code or something?
I know. It does seem like there's a lot of different things going on down. Wilmington's just having a lot of blessings these days. So it's actually Marine Corps. He was a Marine station at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's actually where I grew up. His name is Corporal St. McConnell, and he's an infantry assaultman from the 1st Battalion, 2nd Marines.
Uh-huh.
And so recently, he sprung into action pulling. He was driving in Wilmington late at night, and he saw a car crash right in front of him. There were 3 people that were trapped inside this burning car. And, you know about Marine training. There's something about that that makes these you guys and these guys super brave, and they just know what to do. And he goes ahead.
We're not brave. We're just crazy. That's all.
Well, we're thankful for you because, you know, you're the first guys to run into literally the line of fire and into the fire in this case. And he pulls 3 people out of a burning car after they've crashed into a tree. And not only that, he performed him and then some other local people end up performing, life-saving procedures CPR, on them or helping them out like that. And then they go and he sits with them until 8 o'clock in the morning in the emergency room to make sure there's nothing else he can do.
Wow.
And I love the chance to, brag on the Marines a little bit and talk about what amazing guys are in there. And they're just doing this, I actually had a friend from high school who had been in a car accident and then been pulled out by another Marine who had just happened to go by and his car caught on fire. Mm-hmm. So he was saved by a Marine as well. So it's just amazing. This is just what these guys do.
Exactly.
What they do.
No. Congratulations and thank God. Everybody came out well. That's an amazing story. Now, let's talk about this premature baby going home. I mean, I can't even imagine. It's such a blessing. As you know, we went, my second grandson in Hawaii was born 6 weeks early. Nothing like this premature baby. And Ozzy was, he was able to get out of the hospital quite rapidly, being born, so early. We were really blessed because he was able to get out of the hospital, I think, after about a week or so. He just, and of course now, they just had a doctor's appointment the other day. He's 6 months old now, and he's thriving. And, the report is that, it's like nothing has happened. I mean, if you see this kid, you think, no big whoop. But it's amazing what modern medicine and a lot of prayer can do. And in this particular case, tell us about the story about this premature baby. 307 days in the hospital. I just can't imagine what the parents endured through this process.
So that's right. Kristen Mason, he was actually born at 22 weeks long when his mother gave birth, which is amazing. He was just 1 pound. He was so small he fit into his mother's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up spending 307 days, that's over 10 months in the hospital, the first 10 months of his life. And, only one in every seven babies that is born that early actually survives. So that just tells you, even with all our modern medicine, that's still not in your favor.
It's miraculous.
It's unbelievable.
It's near miraculous to think that he survives. But, again, this is what is... telling us that, with modern medicine and prayer and love, what can happen, as opposed to, this child could be disposable, right?
The thing is, his parents, Jennifer and Keegan, they were told on different occasions, there's especially one occasion where they thought their little boy was going to die. They were told, you need to hold him and say your final goodbyes. And thanks to amazing medical workers, and I'm sure a lot of prayer. This miracle baby is now able to go home. He's beautiful,
amazing.
He's 10 months old. Can you imagine being born so small? And you don't realize how fully developed babies is just a tiny little baby.
Yeah,
22 weeks old.
At 22 weeks, but still, with some care, lots of care, no doubt. And here he is able to survive. What a fighter this little boy is going to be. Again, one of those stories down the road, you want to say, okay, even 10 years from now, let's take a look and see how this kid is doing,
Yeah, that's right.
Another story here, you got a mom praising a teen who crashed into her mailbox. I mean, what, she didn't want her mailbox anymore?
That's kind of your first thought, as it is.
How
can you end up doing that? Well, Owen Sullivan was driving along, and he's a new driver. He's just a teenager, and when roads are icy, it can be slippery for even the most experienced of drivers. But it was especially slippery for Owen, and he ends up sliding into this lady's mailbox. And he comes up. Her name's Crystal Collins, and he comes up to her door, and he offers her every dime in his pocket and, has a note for her. He's like, I'm so sorry. No. He owns up to it. She says, don't worry about it. Well, a few days later, he comes back with a plate of cookies, and he wants to apologize. And so she actually had a security camera where she called him. She never got his name. She puts him on the Internet saying how great he is. He goes viral, and his mom ends up finding out. And it's just an amazing thing to see when kids are nice when you're not looking.
What a neat story. Got to leave it there. Sam, the good news girl.
Over 50, would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today.